Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going to go a little wild with you tonight. I hope you're all ready, because tonight we're going to go with some intense subjects, and we're going to give some readings away, and we're looking at doing an email reading for some of you. I know a lot of you in your day have a lot of business going on or things happening. One of the best ways to get a reading from me and my wonderful cohort here, and you're going to get to meet the wonderful, phenomenal Dina Flanagan. She's a certified psychic medium. She was born with a gift and has been reading professionally for over 25 years. Dina uses her gift to work with the past, present, and future. She is also works with you at a soul level. She's also a very good, strong healer. For some of you who, like I say, you know, haven't got the time in the day, you can send us a picture in our emails, which I'll be giving you tonight through the show. You can get a hold of us at our websites, and we will do the reading for you, and then you can read it over and look at it through the months that are coming up. I like to have people give me a picture and give me like three questions of their most impertinent things they're looking at. Then I will go with my guides. I'll sit down with your picture, read your aura, go through and type it out for you. Give us a couple days when you send us an email like that, because I know that you want the questions. I had someone, unfortunately, just bought a reading and I didn't get to it and they were upset, so I refunded the money. I always do that. But give us a couple of days. I did talk with the person, and we're going to work out a phone reading, which is a little quicker for us, but you want us to be in that good state. And fairly, when we're talking to you over the phone, with being with the gifts, we can do it. I am Jethro Smith. Those of you know me as Psychics Gone Wild. I am part Native American. I've been reading professionally for over 30 years. I have a gift that I got the gift when I was young, in the fact that I was able to always see energy, and then I drowned at a young age, and when they revived me, I was able to hear clairaudiently the guides, and I've been working with people ever since to give them what the future has. Dina, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm good tonight. It's been a kind of weird sort of energy day, but I'm doing really good.
And that's the thing I want to talk to you about. And we've got a lot of people already writing in. A lot of individuals are dealing with this veil, and they're having a lot of emotions. They're feeling the karma of Saturn. And I had a friend tell me today that they just couldn't understand, but they couldn't keep themselves mentally grounded. Does this make sense, Dina? Or are we going wild?
Yeah, no, that's what's happening right now. You had the solar eclipse. You know, you got the moon going, and what's happening is right now, this part, right now, this time in 2016 of the year, is that we're having to go through a lot of like sort of challenges or tests for growth, for those final pieces. So the veil is thinner right now, and it's getting thinner and thinner. So as it thins, you're going to go through, it seems more intense, deeper, really like emotional, all kinds of stuff, but in the long run, it's for the better. So this fall, it's supposed to be switching again or switching around. So everybody who does the work now, they will get the reward come the fall. But if you don't do the work, you'll probably still muddle through, you know, some emotional and whatever, and not kind of move past it or go on. So the best thing to do is face it head on and go through it. Do it. You know, don't run from it. You run from it, it's gonna rear its ugly head again. So you might as well just kind of face it, sit back and go, well, what do I need to learn? What do I need to change? What do I need to do? What am I learning from this lesson? Where do I go? I mean, you know, what should I do next? You know, ask yourself all these things, or ask, get guides and meditate on it, or sit back and wait for the answer. I mean, face it head on, yes, but you got to get the right answer first. Like, you just can't go, all right, you know, somebody says something, you just can't snap back. Facing it head on means that you're diving deeper into yourself to figure out why this is happening or what you need to change in yourself. Then once you, like I said, meditate on it, you sit back, you wait for the answer, because it will come if you're asking your spirit guide, and the clarity will come with it, because you're kind of saying, okay, I'm ready. You know, I'm ready to, you know, grow, you know, get lighter, move onward and upward. And once your guides of the universe hear that, they go, okay, great, we'll work with you now. And it's a better flow than kind of resisting it or pushing it away or saying, that's not me, or I don't need to learn that. Or, you know, you have to, everybody has stuff they have to go through. Nobody is exempt from that. So you might as well just do it in the best way you can.
I love it. And Those of you calling in, remember to call 773-897-6461. I have been experiencing a very positive blessing I'd like to share to everyone. When I'm having these energies with it, I've always been able to ground with Mother Earth, and as Gina's helped me, with positive thinking. And what I've had is I've had different animals and friends coming to me. One of mine is the totem, the bee. The bee is the symbol of fertility and sexuality, but the honeycomb is also a hexagon and symbol, and is of the heart and represents the sweetness of life found within our own heart. It is also the symbol of the sun and its energies. And I will have different bees come to me. I've had an experience that, you know, here in Florida, it's that time of the year, but I also had them come to me in times of the year when there was no bees out. And it's something you need to be aware of. Those of you that are psychic or attuned, look around you, see the animals. If you're seeing, which I have a little pet squirrel now, I love her dearly, and she's brought me her new mate, and she's found a little friend, and I feel that energy from her, that she's telling me, store, save, find things. Dina's been working with me as a Scorpio right now. Saturn's in my, what is it? What would you say, Dina? It's in my planet right now.
It's in your sign, the sign of Scorpio. Saturn right now is in the sign of Scorpio. So you still have, I think it's another year and a half, something like that, of going through it. And so when, like most people go through Saturn return at the age of 27-ish into up to 30, and you'll notice if you look back, if you've gone through those ages already from 27 to 30, Saturn return, again, forces you to make big changes like get married, have a baby, buy a house, buy a car, change your career, or get divorced, sell your house, you know, that sort of thing. They're big changes. And so that's what Saturn does for you. So right now, Saturn is in the sign of Scorpio. And for that sign to go in deep and make sure that they do change the things that they need to change, because all these changes are really meant for you to go to a sort of a lighter place or a more joyful place, and that's what it's all about. But while you're going through it, it's not always so much fun. I was in Libra before Scorpio because it goes through the sign, and that was me prior to Jethro. Yes, it was a really trying 3 years. It stays for 3 years when it goes into a sign.
And I've got it till when?
I got to look again, but I think it's another year and a half.
Ah, it's good, but those of you who know, I'm grateful to it because it put me in a state. I had a reader come to me, was a blessing this year, and I had another reader who came and just went into my store and explained to me, I need to be doing yoga. Yoga is a good way, or, you know, Pilates breathing, to bring in the energies and heal the chakras. It's been very much enlightening to me, and I've loved it. I have a lot of you guys writing me, what do I do? Believe me, I'm being tested so much. But the good thing about it is the animals, the other things tell you that. I had a very good experience with walking. I go out and do a lot of grounding walking. Those of you know, I feel very good. I'm proud of the pictures you'll see there on me. I've been firming up my body, working with some exercising. I owe that to a dear friend that was here and taught me with teaching me of it and my relationship with yoga. And I really enjoy what it's doing in that way. It has opened my heart. I feel very emotional at times and very much with it. It does make you a little scattered in the head, and I have a couple of you writing me right now going, Jethro, I have a really hard time dealing with other people's emotion. And I can relate with that. Me and Dina can help you with that. As a reader, you have to shed that off. You cannot absorb another person. You can work with them. You can be loving. You can do the spiritual. But you have to turn it over to the higher power. For me, it's an exercise. And those of you know, I've done tree huggings, and I can tell you how to do that. There is a correct way to do that. You know, and Dina, how do you deal with people's emotions when you've had all day people coming to you and odd things? How do you handle that?
Well, while they're here, it does come in through me. You know, as you know, I feel people's stuff. And so it does come in through me. But before I start, I put a white light of protection around me and ask that they be, you know, everything's everybody's highest good. And so you're always having that protection around you. You can still feel it coming in, but when you're done, make it sure it goes right back out. You know, make sure it goes right back out. Don't hold on to it. So between each reading that I do during the day, I cleanse myself. You know, get rid of anything that's not mine. You know, still keeping that white light of protection. And then at the end of the day, this is why, like, I need a shower every night. I really cleanse by cleansing, you know, with a shower. So that's after I've already gotten rid of everything. Still got the white light of protection. It, sometimes, you know, you just need that cleansing because it feels like, you know, like if you walk into a smoky bar or something, you're like, ugh, God, I need a shower afterwards. Because, you know, your hair stinks, you feel yucky and you know, and your clothes smell and your pores are all yucky. Well, it's kind of the same thing. So what I do is I take a shower every night just to cleanse and get all of that, you know, gone, whatever it is. That works for me.
I love that. And those of you who know, it's something that is very spiritual, and the water works as a conduit. I use Our Father who art in heaven. Oftentimes I will go in and work energy through that with the different chakras, because being a water sign, I had a friend who many years ago, she gave me a very good suggestion of you go in, you make it a very positive ritual. I know a lot of people like the bath, and taking the time is even better if you can do it. A salt bath to release energies for your muscles, or even doing lavender baths. Those of you tuning in tonight, this is Psychics Gone Wild. I've got a lot of you asking that. We will be giving you some free readings, a few minutes. We love that on the phone. And this is Psychic Jethro and Dina Flanagan. We are both born with a gift, and we're here to help you. I want to ask some of you individuals who are contacting in tonight, we are experiencing where you go to our website, that is www.jethrosmith.net or www.dinaflanaganpsychicmedium.com. Go to those websites and give us a time for the reading. I have a lot of you regulars who are going, Jethro, you brought the email readings back. Yes, and I've got them there for you. If you're in a financial strap, it's a little cheaper. It's also a good way to sit down and get it done. Give me a couple days and I'll do it. Or if you got the time, I've got half an hour readings. I do an hour reading. Do what fits in your life. I have written the book, Living in the Psychic Realm. Dina, can you tell everybody a little of your book, or are you still keeping that under wraps? Are you,
it's top secret, Jethro.
Everyone wants it, and you guys hang on to it, because Dina's writing it, and we've prayed for it. We got the guides doing it. We did see on Facebook that Patty Negri had a problem with her house. Please, everyone, put prayers out. And remember, you guys, when you ask some of us what happens to us, there's things that happen for another reason. I can tell you of a personal hurt of mine. I lost a very strong loved one in my life, and I had a lot of individuals go and say, why didn't you use your powers? Why did you let this happen? Believe me, the higher power has a reasoning for this. This is a growth and an energy, and it's not one of those things that you can just grab on and do. Yes, we're having a little bit of kooky things. I had someone tell me, Jethro, I can hear you really good on Facebook. Somewhere there's another person talking, and I keep hearing them ordering coffee. It's because I'm craving coffee, and my guides are trying to make it. My machine's having a problem, so you have to deal with my guides. Dina, writing Dear Dina, we always have people write in. Dina, I have had a friend of mine constantly asking me for advice. I keep telling her I'm not sure what to do because I don't feel that her relationship is very good. I don't want to be mean, but I have seen signs from her husband that something is going on there. Now, last week, I was out leaving their house, and after she went in, he talked to me about maybe having some time with me. He wants to know if he could come over to my house. I feel very awkward about this. Now, should I tell Cassidy about this, or should I keep this to myself?
Well, you know, that's always tough, but, you know, A, turn the guy down, you know, so you're not a guilty party to it, so to speak, so that you don't have to say anything if you so choose not to. But what I would say is, I might say, you know, I know of some instances or whatever I heard about or something like that, that he's done this. So you might want to, you know, tell her. You might want to, because I have a feeling that she knows. So it's not like I have a feeling she knows. She just doesn't know, you know, but she suspects, she knows. So I have this feeling. And I have this feeling that it's not the best relationship anyway. So they also know that, and she knows that. So, but they're holding on for some of the wrong reasons. So if you feel, you know, that you need to do this for her, because ask yourself, would I want somebody to tell me? You know, so you might want to hint around first, you know, well, give her an instance, you know, well, so-and-so, you know, would you want to know about that stuff? You know, hint around first. Ask her. Put a different scenario in place, you know, in a way, sort of, and get the feeling from whether she wants to know, because not everybody wants to know. You know, some people like ignorance. They like that way. If you don't know, you don't have to face it. And you don't. And if she's a really good friend, you don't want to lose a friend. Or if she, you know, and you don't want her to be all mad at you, because a lot of times the messenger is the one that gets shot. So you got to just sit down and really think about that. But I would like put a different scenario in front of her and ask her opinion. You know, with another couple, totally, or a fake couple, or what have you. And then feel it out from there is what I would do.
And I love that, and I agree totally. Now, this is the male part, a little different with the Scorpio. I would talk with the horse's mouth first. I have had individuals, and I had surprises. I've had everything from a person say, we're into this, to I've had people tell me, no, I just thought that, you know, we had a close connection, and you do want to exactly do that. And I had a good experience with a couple of my teachers that were very strong in power, that they lost friends over this. And it's a very hard, touching situation, but it does need to be addressed, especially if you feel uncomfortable. I do want to take a minute here and talk about something that's a little bit on the strong. This is not only a belief of mine, but I'm going to have Dina's opinion. Anytime someone goes past the word no with you, or you have someone who does something to you that you feel is in your space, you need to address that right away. And I am a firm believer, this is something that was brought to me today and we're going to discuss a little bit, when someone does something to you that violates your self or anything with it, it needs to be taken to the proper authorities. I had an argument today with a couple of individuals who were trying to tell me that a victim gets treated terribly, and if something happens bad to you, it's sometimes better to not say anything because of what happens. Dina, what do you feel? If some man comes to a point to you that's there, what would you do?
Well, that depends on the circumstance and everything, because I go both ways with that, because I have been sort of, you know, in that situation in the past. And I didn't go to the authorities because myself was strong enough to go, yeah, whatever, you know, because it wasn't, you know, too terribly bad, but it was enough where you're like, hey, listen, you know. And so I spoke with that person, you know, put up my boundaries with that person or those people or what have you. But if it's something, you know, like rape or something like that, then, you know, this is something nobody should have to put up with that. Nobody. And if it's somebody abusing you in any way, shape, or form, nobody should have to put up with that. But if they're just kind of like sexual innuendos, you just simply say, no, don't put yourself around that situation. I don't know if they need to be reported. I don't believe in that. I don't believe that you should ruin somebody's life. You know, just kind of tell them no. And if they don't stop, maybe you bring it up to somebody. But I don't think you should, first time, run right to authorities with that if it was just an innuendo. You know, if they touch you, they invade your personal space, then that's a different story, I feel. That's what I feel.
And that's the thing that I've had a couple of friends of mine, and this is where it's touchy. You know, the first warning, and there's different worlds. You all know, remember that. You know, when it's addressed, address it immediately, like she said, and go to that proper thing. And what I've got is a friend writing me now going, Jethro, I have to know of this really immediately. My sister is having a lot of energy being pulled from her chakra. We have tried for many times to talk to her about it. I had thought it was her best friend. Her friend is a very good person, but after she's been with her, she's very tired, she's taxed. We were able to put up some shielding for her, and then my sister told me she did not care for me being in her business. I have stopped that. Now she's having sick things and problems in her neck chakra. Can you give me any ideas, Dina, on what I can do to help my sister? Because she seems to be adamant about keeping this sapsucker.
Well, I think all of us experience a sapsucker at least one point in our life. And sometimes when you're in that sap sucking, it's like you can't pull yourself out of it, like almost like an addiction or a trance or whatever. And so apparently at this point in time, your sister is needing this, is liking this, being in this energy, which I call it a lower energy or denser energy or low vibration. So there's not, she, like every anything in life, you have to do your own work. There's nothing you can do to pull her out other than short of what you've already done. Now, what you can do is keep sending her love and energy and, you know, good the sender love and send the sapsucker love. Sometimes when you send the sapsucker love, they fade away, you know, because they don't like that feeling. So if it's a feeling she gets when she's around your sister or something to do with that, and she's like, "Ugh, I don't like it," the sapsucker might just go away. Sometimes that happens. But as far as your sister, you can just send her love and healing in that area and pray that she snaps out of it or gets it or whatever. But if your sister wasn't in a higher vibration to start with, that's difficult. Like some people way in a way high vibration sometimes just won't even let that in, period, but it feels like she was in a lower one to begin with. So this one came in attached to her and it's taken her down lower. Therefore, sometimes she doesn't have the strength to get out of it. She kind of, it's like being in an abused relationship, you know, you kind of get used to it and you think, oh, I'll be lost without it. And so, but I think that she's going to, you know, if you keep sending her love, I think she's going to start feeling that and then realizing that that's not right for her. And so that's what I feel like you need to be doing for your sister, because you can't, like she said, you can't force, you can't meddle in her life. You can't force her, but you can always love. And love is stronger than any of that stuff. You know, so that's what I say.
I agree with that. And, you know, that's the thing that we, love is the strongest answer, love and anger. You can take an anger energy and send it to them. You don't want to do anger because it does come back, but you want to be focused on your energy. The best thing is always to send unconditional to each individual. Now, we'll talk about auras and energies with that. We all know that pink is an unconditional love, but oftentimes pink is sent to someone who is having something that's growing in their system or worked with the energy. I know green works real well with the healing. Dina, have you ever worked with what they call the silver energy? I know that people use it for reflecting, but they were telling me, I've had a couple of healers telling me here that they worked with that and were able to put such a strong consistency of energy into friends that they could feel it, and it shared the blessing with both the healer and the person, the client they were working on.
It's interesting. Silver comes to me a lot, but when I'm usually mostly use gold, but sometimes silver is mixed with the gold. You know, like it's still that sparkly, but it's silver and gold. You know, silver and gold, silver and gold, you know, that sort of thing. That's what I see sometimes. So I have used silver. It's more, silver has a really, it's not quite as strong as gold, but yet it has a really unbelievably warm feeling. You know, warm feeling. Friendly, you know, all those type of feelings. So a lot of times that's what it is. It's either silver or gold that really works well when you're working with the energy. And so I kind of use both, but I mostly gravitate to the gold.
And I want to take a minute here for the friends of ours who were having a lot of stress here in Georgia and have wrote to me and asked me what I felt for them to do. I'm asking you to do this prayer. It's from St. Francis, and it's a way to look at it. Do not look forward to what might happen next. The same everlasting Father who cares for you today will take care of you tomorrow and every day. Either he will shield you from the suffering, or he will give you unfailing strength to bear it. Be at peace, and then put aside all anxious thoughts and imaginations. The imagination is a strong energy. And right now, with what we're talking about with the veil and the other things that are happening for us in those other dimensions, we have a lot of energy that's doing it. You know, take that time, relax, take a few minutes, go back over it. Find what really makes you happy. Find that love person. And, you know, we always joke about having a little coffee or whatever you drink, or maybe a water or a tea with that person. I have a very good friend today who spoke to me maybe 10 minutes in my relationship. Both of those gave me such a positive strength. They made me feel value, and I want to share that with you. Remember what I told you guys before. If you feel that feeling, stop and get yourself a postcard. Grab something. You can have cards that you have at the house. A simple thank you card. I'm loving you. I'm thinking about you. Can come in the mail at the time when people need this. Share that just with the good intent. No, don't sit and send out 15 cards and go, okay, where's my turn? Send it out with unconditional love. I, you know, Dina needs some M&Ms. You send her some M&Ms. Kay needs some gummy, you know, bears, and send them. I have a lot of friends here tonight. We're going to be talking about a very unique, really good thing for you ladies who are looking to try some fake eyelashes, some things from beauty to make yourself feel better. This is a very good company, and we're going to be trying them out. I have a person that's very beautiful that's going to try them and let you know, and the person from Canada, so stay tuned for that. I'll be giving you that website. And I encourage this person, this is a very good valued person that's doing this business, do go to a small businesses. I know that it's easy to go to that one-stop shopping center, but as you know, this is not just our country, this is the spreading of the wealth. Dina, can you give an example as a business owner, what happens when someone comes in and let's say buys something from you of a small necklace or something else, what do you feel in the energy and how does that blessing affect you and your economy?
Well, I strongly believe in the, you know, support your local business or your small business, because what's happening is that corporate's taking over, larger chains, and it's putting the mom and pop shops right out. And if that happens, you know, then really I don't think the economy gets stronger. I think it gets weaker because it's made up of the mom and pop. That's how what the country is made up of. That's how it got started. So when somebody comes in to buy, you know, come in to buy something from me, you first of all, everything that I sell, I bless it, you know. So they're going to take home, you know, some good energy, and it's going to, you know, be like infectious to them, to their house. And that's what you get that. And then you get the item. But in return, it allows me to keep being able to help people like that. To even with like, you know, something I sell or reading, you know, when somebody comes, it allows us to keep helping you, to keep, you know, providing these things for you. It's like a mutual sort of thing, back and forth. It's a give and take. And so really it's very important because to me, that's what the country started out as, it was made of, and it still should be made of. It shouldn't go by the wayside, I don't think.
I love that. And those of you who are contacting us tonight, we're going to be grabbing those. Let's get ready to have some fun here. We're going to run through and grab the phones. Let's start it out. 631, let's have some fun. How are you, 631?
I'm doing good. I haven't called in a long time. This is Sue. And I just wanted to see what you saw with Love Life.
I love it, Sue. It's good to hear from you. It has been a while. I'm trying to. I apologize here with the energy. Do you want me to go, Dina? You know how I love Love Life. Or do you want to do the Wild Libra Venus dance?
I didn't hear the question.
Sue, would you repeat it for our wonderful Dina?
What do you see with my love life? Anybody coming in soon?
Okay, let me see. I feel like that this is something that you've kind of really been working toward and praying for, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like you've been working on making yourself better or more ready, I guess is the word. And opening yourself up to be available and asking for it and really putting it out there. And I see a list. And so I feel like the universe is hearing you and your spirit guides are hearing you. So they're preparing. That's what I'm hearing. They're preparing because it's still not exactly quite time. There's still just a little more to do. And there's still that right timing. So I feel like this year that somebody will be coming in that will be your test run, you know, like the new you or the new you want to be. This person, so there's going to be somebody coming in more to that vibration to really test it, to see, did you really change yourself? Did you, you know, those sorts of things. So some of the work still to be done is when the person comes in. There's some before and some when. So I feel like it's going to be this year, and you can really make something good with it. This one will be an opportunity to really don't think it looks, smells, and feels like some of the past, because really we all have some of those tendencies, you know. So look for the good in this one. Look for the new ways you're going to handle this. Look for new ways to react to things, approach things when this one comes in, because this one is coming in just for that. You see what I'm saying? and it has the ability, and it has the ability to turn into something really good if you can do that.
Okay.
Good. And I am feeling that, Sue, that it is close to April. I'm getting dates and time. Mm. They're telling me that it is coming in with the relationship. I do agree very much with Dean about this person. I'm seeing a very positive person. I see them, they have a nature about them that they tap the desk. They work with their tappiness. I'm seeing this person and you meeting them at a reception place, something that's got a wooden, pedestal, something there. What do you call it? A station, you know, like a workstation, and I see this person talking to you, and you two are passing. Like, you've got something going on in April here that you meet them, and they talk to you, and your eyes make contact, and you feel this energy. You talk to them a little bit, and then they ask you out. I do feel it's not that far down the road, and I love what Dina said, because I also feel like, Sue, sometimes you're a little nervous. There's something about you kind of, you don't like to do much eye contact, or you're a little awkward when it comes to the opposite sex.
I don't think so.
Okay. It's not like you're nervous of him, maybe. I'm getting the wrong word, but I feel like you're wanting to date, but how you're talking with him or something. But I feel like this person's going to maybe make you a little feel good and feel right. It's just going to feel like the right thing. You can always tell with the energy around you how things are. If it'll be the day for it. They're also telling me that you have went through another experience again that's going to be very good. They're saying that you're feeling these emotions, and when you're waking up in the morning, your day is putting in a new energy. They're telling me it's going to be very good for you. I'm feeling that very strong.
Yeah, I just applied for a new job yesterday.
Oh, is this a place where you're going to be working in the public or around people that are in an office?
No.
Oh, shoot. I'm really hoping to get you in that relationship here soon. And I'm like, that's what we're feeling, too. I love you dearly. Thank you for calling in. I hope this helped you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I want to thank everybody calling in. We've got a bunch of your friends calling, asking me, Jethro, I had two symbols on my house, and I don't understand them. One of them looked like a complete circle, and the other looked like one wing. My sister told me this was a protection from one angel watching me, but it doesn't feel right. Would you and Dina tell me what you feel is doing this? There's no reason for this light symbology on my house. Hmm. Okay.
Well, what happens is when they're trying to get messages through, they do symbols, they do, you know, whatever. So first of all, look it up. You know, look up what a wing means. Look up what that a circle means. Because when they're through your symbols, it's all about researching, looking. You know, if you're not getting it intuitively, then you go to your computer and look it up. You know. And you'll find something. You'll always find something. And when you do, those words will jump out at you. You know, whether it was directly about that or in your search for it. And words will jump out at you. Because that's what it's saying. They're trying to get a message through to you. But it's good. I feel like it's because they want you to be doing the work. They need you to be lighter. They need you to be freer. That's what I'm feeling. Like, it's about... you know, where you're going or where you need to go. But it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. So I say look it up and see what jumps out at you.
I agree. And that, exactly that. And I can tell you something that really is a very good symbology. What I do a lot with my psychic circles, and as you heard here just now, is when you get something, go with it, and that will be it. I have people tape my readings. That's why I'm accurate, 30-some years of it. Make sure you do get the thing there. I had a person tell me, I have this on my house, and I'm seeing this wonderful picture of a duck, and it must mean let things roll off my back, which is what a duck means. It actually meant to them to take the time and do what ducks do. Ducks are very good at handling the resources they have. If any of you have ever had a garden, a duck will take out the weeds, handle the situation, be very good. You can use the symbology for the duck for your own life to be able to do it. And I would take that into perspective, because to me, one wing would mean maybe you have a broken wing. Something's going on that you're being protected right now until you fully heal. So take it into your own perspective. I mean, I always say, you've got to interpret your reading. I had a lady tell me, I don't have any people with white coats around me. There's no way. And the dentist that she's married to laughed later and told me, he said it was really kind of ironic because as I was listening to her tape, I'm like, what do you think I wear at work? So you got to take it in perspective. Our mind works with the left and the right. Take it into perspective and you will get it. And take a little time. The guides don't just hand us, and Dina can tell you this. Okay, go from A to B to C, and you will get D and E, and everything will be beautiful at F. They go, here is something happening. The owl will sound at this time. The chicken will tell you this. The energy will go like that, and it gets you thinking because it keeps you motivated for your willpower and your free will to keep on the path. Dina, I mean, tell us how many people that you've healed or worked with that maybe you didn't use what was in those textbooks. Can you tell them of an example of that?
Everybody. I don't use books because I get things, but I mean, I use books like, say, if, like Jethro was talking about, like your animal totems, an animal happens to run out in front of me or fly by me, you know, I don't know my, you know, like every time it's going to mean something different. So you could read it one time for another thing, or you could read it another time for another thing. So you go home, you read it. You, like, you don't have to own the book. You can, like I said, it's online. Everything's online. And read why that animal did this. Use your reason, and that will resonate with you. Or with me, I have, like, I don't know, 100 different tarot card decks, and I'll get a feeling on which one to pull out, and it will give me the message, meaning a lot of them might have words on them. I don't use the tarot deck with words. Everything I read comes straight through, and every time I heal comes straight through. But to get here, of course I did a lot of learning, searching, you know, all that stuff, life lessons, whatever. So so the text or the textbook is more about for you to get there or for something to make sense to you. Because when you read it, it will be like, oh, yeah. And then it's going to trigger something else. Oh, yeah. And something else is going to open up. Right. So it's just that little extra push that you need. You know, like that's why I still might use it just for like, whoa, yeah. And it just opens up another healing aspect or another portal or which, like Jethro said, leads to another, and A leads to B, and C, and D, and E. And so, you know, kind of like, okay, well, here's your clue to this one, this piece of the puzzle. Now here's your next clue to that piece of the puzzle. And it's on their timing that you get all the pieces, not our timing. So just start with A. And then if B happens to be there, go to B. And eventually, if you keep doing it and do it this way, it'll become second nature. But still, you still might want to look. I mean, you never stop learning. Who stops learning? So that just keep, you know, for me, it's like, oh, yeah, oh, awesome. Now I get something to look up, you know. So that's what you do.
Exactly. And I got to tell you, those of you who look on our reviews, you'll see why we have those. Give it a little time. And you have a reading. This is something I want to make sure everyone understands. Do it when you have the space. That's part of why we brought back the emails, because you want to sit down, you want to enjoy it. I have a very big rule. If you bring in a cell phone and it starts to ring, or you decide to all of a sudden text, well, I'm telling you this stuff. Most people I've had will all of a sudden get uptight. Ooh, and they go to pick up the cell phone. That changes the flow. The guides are telling you, at this time, at 8:17, it's going to happen. I love it when people are like, woo, because you need to stop and do it. If you're taping, it's great. But when you do that flow, it does a different energy. Let's say you're wanting to know about your husband, David, and then all of a sudden he clicks on there. That's a sign. Let me continue, because I will just keep going. Or what happens if you stop me and you verbal, it all of a sudden you're like, whoa, David is going to marry me on the 5th, and I'm telling you on the 18th, the guys will change that, give respect, and they'll start talking about something different. So definitely do respect your psychic. I had a lady tease me. She goes, all you wanted was my name. And I said, yes, because with the show, we do this with it, and I have you guys do the other because we can narrow it down because of timing. But what is the best part, and that's what you're going to love with me and Dina, we do this, we want you to open up, because the more open you are and you uncross yourself and you're, we've had some readers call in, and I had a lady tease me. She deliberately told me afterwards, she goes, I just wanted to call in and see this with you guys. You don't do it the same way I do. Yes, great. All of us do it at our own rate, and that's why we have our tenure of 30 some years of what we've done. I had someone write me yesterday and said, Jethro, I can't believe you told me to take a beer bath. I felt like a bar. I washed my hair in it. It was very odd. Now I got to tell you, this odd energy that I had in my house is gone. My friend had brought in something that somebody had brought with them that had bad energy. I had thought that the ring was going to make my house better because it was beautiful, and I had set it up as a display even. After it had been there 2 weeks, I started having these odd problems. You were very correct. I didn't like the energy of it, but I got to tell you, I may have a beer bath now every now and then, even though it smelled odd, just because it cleansed it. Go with what your reader says. I had a lady, you know, and I can tell you from old school, my teachers would say, if you've got to do what I say. And they would not, both male and female, go any farther until that person or that reading agreed. And I'll tell you why. A good example, we had a gentleman that we helped him. He had four things in his life that were going on. He was wound. He had his job happening. He was other. We went to his factory that he had and was working at, helped him, did the things. He was not concentrating. What was so sad about it is we had taped it. All four things did not turn out well for him, his wife, and the other people because he wasn't concentrating on doing what we said. It was a simple thing of getting these two books out of his house, doing the other stuff. He didn't want to get rid of the books. He felt odd. The books have been used for something else. Dina, tell a few of them, the people that are listening tonight, where do we draw from our source? I've had people tell me, Jethro, you know, you guys talk things. I know that we both have faith, but where do you really draw your source when you need to help that client?
Well, my source definitely comes from how I do it is, okay, you sit down. So now it's a contract. You've opened up from your spirit guide to my spirit guide. You've said, okay, I want help or whatever. And so my spirit guide then goes in and talks to yours. So we have permission, in other words. So now once you have that permission, you have that exchange. The exchange is strong. And so if it's a medium reading, I just go directly to the people who have passed on. So that's a different type of reading. But a psychic reading is definitely from my spirit guide to your spirit guide. And so I get all my info from mine that's from yours. And almost mine talks 100 miles a minute, so you know it's nonstop. It's like da 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 da, you know. So it talks a lot, and I get a lot of info. You get a lot of info in that half hour, hour, whatever you choose, and a lot of oh my god, it goes all over the place. It can go like I go into deep into your soul and start healing that, and I can show you what I do is I can show you if you choose this path, what's going to happen on this road, or if you choose this path, say the path you're on, what's going to happen down that road. And ultimately, it's your choice. See, I'm different. I don't really say you must do this. I give, show it to them, and then I go, that's your choice. If you choose this and you choose that, this is what's going to happen. If you choose that and choose that, that's what's going to happen. So I give them back their own power. Perfect. And so when they have their own power, it makes them want to choose better. So, but if you tell them what to do, they're like, well, okay, whatever. Who are you to tell me what to do? Even though they paid you and they want to hear what you have to say, that's just it. They want to hear what you have to say and they need to be heard sometimes themselves. But once you give them back their power, then they go off leaving. And I go, you know, that's up to you. That's your free will. That's where free will comes into play. So if this is what you want, then go ahead. You know, that's your thing. And so I tend to find that works a lot better with the clients because I'm going in deep in the soul. And so it gives them time to think about things. And I don't like putting fear into them, you know. I don't like, well, if you don't do it, this is what's going to happen, and you better look out. That's not how I read. So this way it gives them total power. Total power. You're just giving them the info. You're giving them the info that the spirit guide gave you to give them, to let them know what will work and what won't work.
I love it. And Dina just said exactly that. And those of you who are listening in, that's why I put it that way for your readers that are telling me, I told this person I did that. That was old school. This is new. And what we do is we putting them in. I do that. And you suggest you go with them. And then that client will know where they're supposed to be. The thing I love the best part is, you know, I have people that continually come back because what they want is, like she said, this is what I'm getting. This is what it is. It's the unique thing a psychic does is they just see the future. We're not just spiritual advisors. Go here, do there, and do it out. The thing is, it's exactly that. And that's why you see with me as a different reader or with Dina. Contact us in here. We got a bunch of you guys in there. We're going to do some phone calls here. We do want to limit it down. I do ask some of you guys that have had quite a few readings. I know there's a lot of old regulars here. Definitely, you know, make sure that you're getting that time that you want with all of us to come in, because we are here for you. We got 925. You're on live. 925. How are you tonight?
Hello. How are you?
Wonderful. This is Jethro and Dina, and you are?
Sahara.
Sahara, you rock. Do you have a specific question, or would you like?
Well, no. I would just like to know what you guys are getting, or what Spirit wants me to know.
Thanks. Perfect. Sarah, I'm feeling with your energy that you are, I feel like you're going through some kind of a transition. There's people and around you that you've been working on talking with, and I'm hearing the guides tell me that your family is your family is going through something where they want things to happen, and you're helping your friends. I feel like you're between the two. Does that make sense how I'm wording it? I feel like you're putting out a good response, and I feel like you're looking at making something new for your life. They're telling me that you haven't experienced everything you want, but I feel like it's there. I do see a male, but I feel like this male is kind of a distance from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like I'm reading you through there with your energy, and I love this. Thank you for being polite to me, and I'll be polite with you. I feel like that relationship with that person is had to be put over here, because what he's been developing or something he's going through, you have to keep yourself okay. You give too much when you get in a relationship. I feel like you're looking at life and you're going, I want to be at this level of life, and things are going. They're showing me that you do something with your dream energy that's kind of unique. Things go into your dream energy, and then in the day you have to kind of find that part of you. There's sometimes, Sierra, that you're looking. I feel like you're still looking for what you want to have happen with your career or some other things.
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful. Yeah. I'm seeing a fox with you, and I'll let Dina go from there. Dina, what are you feeling with this wonderful Sierra?
Well, you come on, and all of a sudden I get a high vibration. You know, like, wow, like my heart's pounding. Not like in a, oh, God. It's just like the vibration. So I feel like you have a, you know, you get a good soul. I feel like that your vibration, you have a high vibration, but you need to ground a little. You know what I mean? You need to bring it back down a little. So I don't know whatever grounding means to you. Everybody has their own way of grounding. And so because everything's scattered for you right now. And yeah. So in order for not to be so scattered, you got to come back down and ground. You know, like there are different ways you can do that. Like you can I don't know, like sometimes you eat sugar and it grounds you, but meditations or going to the beach or I don't know, there's just different ways to ground. And so whatever that is to you. So once you do a little grounding, then I feel like the scattered stuff, the scattered energy and whatever else that you got going on, you know, not being able to pick and choose or know where you want to go or what's the best way or this or that, this is what I'm hearing. Oh my God. And then this and then, na, 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 na. And so, I feel like once you ground a little, then things are going to become a lot clearer. And then things are going to start opening, better doorways are going to start opening for you. Because this is what is really meant for you. Because you are a good soul and you have a tendency to help people, which, so you got to get more into that, like more into that sort of direction is what I'm hearing. And so just... What's that?
Oh, I said right.
What's that?
I was agreeing with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So this is the direction I see they want you going, and so because your energy's like they're all over the place for a reason. You know what I mean? Because like some things opened up inside of you or for you, you know, some things cleared, and then some things are still swirling, and it's time for a next level for you. that's why all this is going on and swirling. So it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. You just need to ground a little more, which could mean meditation, whatever. You know, that's it. And then I feel like, you know, it is spring, which is right now, right? This weekend, I guess, or around the corner, within the spring, that you're going to start seeing a lot of good changes.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. I love it, Sierra. And thank you for calling
thank
in here.
Guys.
We're helping you. And you know, stay good because they're showing me this, like, really good dinner. They keep showing me, like, this crescent rolls, these beautiful table. And they're showing me this person talking to you. And I feel like there's going to be something very good exchanged here very soon in March where you're going to get an answer to something that's been happening. And you're going to go, oh, and I feel like this is maybe a male or a friend or someone. He's talking to you, and it's really good. And then I see really good things for you working with other people. You have a lot of green energy.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. We have been going through the gamut here on when are we on? We're on Wednesday nights at 8:30. Get ready to go wild. We have other friends asking us tonight, Jethro, please do a little prayer here for my sister Natalie. She keeps telling us that her friend doesn't want her to do any more metaphysical. The problem is Natalie is 86 years old, and she never did metaphysical. I am teasing her about it because we're both older now, and I've realized that Natalie thinks now she's psychic. Should I let her keep doing this, or what do I tell her about her friend? Because there's nobody there when she's telling us this. I'm not laughing at you, Cicely. I'm just trying to... I feel at 86 years old she can do it.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, and if she has a friend that's telling her that, how do you know it's not her guys? I mean, if she's that old, she probably has friends over there that's telling her. And not to be rude, I bet you when I'm 86 years old, I'll be stuff to tell my family and people that you don't even know. Oh, I mean, Dina,
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I gave a class, right? And this was, probably 20 years ago, right? And I gave a class and through adult ed because I thought I would help them. So the class was full. Everybody signed up. And I'm like, awesome. And I got to tell you, at that time, there was one person that came, and she was like 86 or 7. And she just really felt she wanted to open up. I said, good for you. What a treasure. She was just a treasure. She was awesome. And you're never too young or old to open up. And if that's what you want to do at that age, then you're not hurting. Who are you hurting? You know, nobody. So it's never too late. I say it's never too late. At 87, crikey, eat fried food, do whatever, you know, have some wine, get open up spiritually, do whatever you want at 87. That's my answer.
I love it. And those of you tuned in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild. So there you have it from us. And I do encourage all of you, write in to us, talk to us. We've got quite a few phone calls. I have a lot of you guys saying, Jethro, we've cut back on the readings. And you know why? Because of listening in, you guys want to get a piece of it. We know a lot of you regulars, please contact us. We do give them out with the readings. And I'm going to go ahead and reach in here. Those of you who went to our websites, go to www.DinaFlanaganPsychicMedium.com, www.JethroSmith.net, and we'll pick email readings for you. We will be giving those away next week, so that's a $40 deal that you'll get, and we'll call them out next week. You've got to go to our websites, and part of this, and this is what I had friends ask me, Jethro, why are you guys doing the show? We do this to get out to new people. All of you on Facebook, I love you dearly. Please, I do not understand how... people feel that they should get a lot of readings, or I can't do that. Please contact me. I do this, and I'm very good at it. I want you to contact me at my website and get it. I do help out. We're going to give you these free readings that way, but we'll pick one winner. So you guys go over there. Tell us what you think of the show. I had someone tell me last week that, Jethro, you were really acting different. I don't know. I liked you better when you were doing sugar. You said you've cut back on a lot of things. Please go back to eating the sweets. I don't care if you sound funny on the phone. You're not as fun anymore. Ouch. I guess I got to tell you, you know, I've always was a people pleaser, but with this new energy of Saturn, I guess you're going to have to do without it because I can't do the sugar. It does bad things to your body. And those of you know, we're all working on those addictions. I'm right now working on Mr. Folgers and the other coffee to let me go. So I love you guys, but I got to be me. Dina, what happens when my husband, Dina, what is going to happen when my husband comes back from being in the service. I have been working on these things, and my husband does not like me to do this stuff. I have been doing crystal healings, and for the last 2 months, I've gotten very good at it. Ironically, my son is 7 years old, and he now is doing this. He's told me that he's going to talk to his father about it. The reason I ask you is my husband is very devout in faith, and I'm afraid this may cause problems. How do I handle this? Because my son has always been open-raised, and I don't want to limit him to being honest, but I don't know if his father can accept me working with crystals.
Well, that's a tough one because, you know, I've experienced that. And anyway, you have to be who you have to be. Your son has to be who he has to be. So now, like, my son was very psychic, and at a young age, you know, his grandmother went, "That's stupid," and he closed it down. And I wasn't too happy about that. And so, because, you know, when someone starts talking to them like that, that's what they do. So this is where you have to be careful. Or you know, like, you can't put you against your husband or your opinions against your husband. So kind of talk to your husband and say, listen, try to explain to him, I understand this is your faith over here, and I respect that. But now this is what I want to do, and please, I'm asking you to respect this. And don't try not to have him, you know, put his son down, because that closes kids up quicker than anything, I'm telling you. And then it makes it so that when he gets older, he's not going to get rid of it. If it's a gift, it won't go away. So it makes it so he stuffs it. And when you stuff it, and then it will come out later, and then he has to go through everything all over again. So I don't know. The best thing I say with him is have a good old heart-to-heart talk with him. Like, this is your faith, and that's fine. I respect that. You know, I'm not doing this to go against you or anything else. This is just what I feel I need at this time. You're gone a lot. And, you know, this is what fills my time sometimes. You know, you just explain it to him. And you know, it's better than another man filling your time or whatever else, you know, crazy thing. So explain that to him. And I think that over time you can soften him into it, but you will never, I don't think you'll ever bring him around to being part of it, just that to respect it. Is what I'm hearing.
And that's the thing I love with the free will of it. And this is something that we don't want to become born again metaphysical. I have to tease with it. I've always been in this my whole life, and I love when I run into someone who's like, oh, I'm into this. And it's like, did you know if you wear malachite, it will do this? Did you know that I tried this with this? And you want that. But you don't want to grab people same way with other faith and go, here, I got you by the arm, and you're going to do this, and you're going to love it, and I'm going to take you to this moon. Because just like Dina was saying there, and work with it. And honesty, I have usually had a lot of relationships and other friends who are outside of this, because you do want that. You do want that grounding. You want that different person. I do hope for you in the relationship. I do think that there should be respecting boundaries, and I think that he should respect the way you are, just as you respect the way he is. Handling the phones, we're going to grab one more here, and I have a lot of you going, and we're in. I will go through the numbers. We have a lot of callers. We've got 2 minutes. We're going to grab one quick one left. 214, you got a quick one for us? Give us your name and what do you want to do real quick.
Oh, wow. Hi, thanks for taking my phone call. This is Bianca. And really quick, I just wanted to make a connection with the other side, if it was possible, in regards to getting pregnant in the future.
Ooh, here comes Medium Dina.
Well, have you been trying?
Yes.
You've tried. Yeah, that's what I'm
yes.
feeling. I'm feeling like someone who's passed on. It feels like a grandmother from, I think, your mother's side. Has she passed?
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel like this is who she's saying she is. And she's saying that she's with you so that she's going to see what she can do to make this happen. You know, so she's saying to stay positive, and that I do feel that is possible and will happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and sometimes it's not at the snap of a finger. You know, sometimes
right.
you really have to, yeah, you have to work at it. You know, some people just have it easier than others, whatever. And you might have to go through a little more work than the average person, but she's saying that no, keep the faith and keep doing what you're doing and trying. And
And we love that. And Bianca, we thank you there. We've got less than 90 seconds. I do agree with her, and they said there will be a very beautiful thing. You will hear some tinkling of bells and some other energies, and the night that you do feel that with the child is not that far away. So I would say within a year and a half, somewhere within there, you're going to be having this child. I'm so glad you called us with good news. Thank you. She's still there. We got to go ahead and go. We're down to the last. Remember, you guys, go to www.jethrosmith.net. And Dina, where do they get you at?
Dina Flanagan, psychicmedium.com, or at essenceot@aol.com.
Where are you going to be tomorrow night? If you guys want some more of Dina time, you're going to be on another radio show.
I am. but if you, I'll post it on my Facebook page or whatever, where it's going to be.
Check it out, you guys, and get that time with her. We love you. Have a great night. Stay wild. Thank you for all your friends. 202-921-717-352. All of you that listened in, 315-562-577, and just keep on going. We love you, and definitely get in contact with us. We'll be doing more readings and more fun next Wednesday.